Both 2 Corinthians and Luke 15 talk about God in reconciliation, reconciling God's self to the cosmos, and the parallel of the prodigal son's brother hearing his father explain how we need to receive the one who was dead but now is alive. God is reconciling us to himself because we were dead in sin, and now he has come to us in Christ to bring us home to God's own self as forgiven children. When Paul tells the story to the church in Corinth, Paul says all things are new. We are new beginnings in the body of Christ. We, like the church in Corinth, have been saved from our sinful self by the love and grace of God. God, the loving Father of all creation, reconciles us to God's self, and all is new. The old has passed away, and God has made all things new. When we begin new, we are then sent to our neighbor with newness of vision as well as having a new body. We now should look at others from the eyes of God, who no longer looks at us as people by a human point of view, but as children of the Heavenly Father. When we begin to see others as brothers and sisters in the heavenly nature and not from a human point of view, our compassion for others will be real. We can truly see that it is not about our needs, but theirs that are important. Not what we want or need from them, but that we can contribute to them in ways that they have never expected. God gives us life so we can share with others the life God has for them. How do we begin living our life looking at all people as children of God? When we remember the gift God has given us in grace and reconciliation, knowing we do not deserve this gift, we can then begin offering grace to those we meet along the way. When we stop looking at others as competition or as our enemy, we begin to see children of God. We are then free to reconcile with others and start building relationships. In God's reconciliation with humans, God gives up the need for judgment and sees our sins no more. Paul said, "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us." We now have heard the message of reconciliation. Paul is talking about our mission. Our reconciliation with God leads us into a relationship with our neighbors, not judgment, but a grace-filled relationship. The message of reconciliation commended to us as a gift. Let us go out sharing what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. God reconciles and comes to us to open the gate of salvation to all creation. God tells us to reconcile with others, seeing them as children of God, so they too may enter the open gate and have life in Christ. Go tell everyone, God has opened the gate of God's righteousness in Jesus Christ for all. Amen. Let us pray. God of the entire cosmos, you long to bring all your children together. Help us find ways to reconcile with each other so we too can share in the life-giving gift you offer. Let us be reconciled into your being, gifted with life eternal, now and on the last day. Show all creation your wide open gate that leads to your kingdom in Jesus Christ. Amen.